When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
11:35, Thursday morning with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. And before we get to boy music, about 15 minutes from now, we will have some Christian Parker audio for you, the new Cowboys defensive coordinator who said something yesterday that when you hear it will excite you, you will cry tears of joy. It's about time. But that's in 15 minutes because right now, boy, music.
Hello, I'm here. So we had this question in the birdhouse yesterday, and it was about me and my musical taste, because I did mention to you guys that when I went to the New Edition concert a couple of weeks ago, it was top three concert I've been to in my life. It was awesome. And the guy said, man, it's a lot of old school music for Donovan. Is there some new artist that's out there that will make you go out and seek new music, or do you listen to new music? And the answer is no. Because the majority of the time in my car, I'm listening to The Ticket. But if I have my playlist in at certain times, it's my playlist. I plug my phone in, I just hit shuffle, and different songs that are on my playlist will pop up. And I don't know, I'd have to do the extensive research on that. I would love to know the newest song that I do have in my playlist. It may not be before 2010. That may be true for me. So I thought, man, and the only time I listen to new music is if I'm in my wife's car, and she has on The Heat from satellite radio. And that's all new music that's out there. Now, I thought, maybe, is there an artist out there that I can get into? Let's just see the Billboard chart for new music now. And if it's something that will pique my interest, or we'll get into it.
Okay.
I will admit that out of the five songs that I have heard one of them.
Okay.
Because it's been around for a minute. But right now in front of me, I have the top five R&B hip-hop airplay songs from this week. So the ones getting the most airplay in the genre that I love the most, and that's R&B and hip hop. So let's just start it. This one is number five. It is from Lil Uzi Vert, and the name of the song is What You Saying.
I don't even know what she said, cause she's formed, it's formed, and she got it done, like the way she formed, and she gon' perform it, look the same in morning, she don't stop, keep going, I don't even know what she said, but this what I hear in my head.
He lip a fool, he loves it, he love what about
two. I can immediately tell you, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, it's just not for me.
I think there's some French in here or something. Yeah, there's French in here.
Okay. So, yeah, this is not going to pique my interest enough to say, hey, let's get a little more Lil Uzi Vert and see what's going on. This
good news, though, none of the French words were curse words.
Okay. This does nothing for me. I'm out.
Me too.
Well, I think you're going to be out probably on the majority of them, but
maybe. Hey, I have an open mind. Are they better than Starship?
No.
There is no way that's better than
Starship. So that's a little Uzi Vert. That's the number five in the R&B hip-hop airplay top five with What You Saying. Let's go to number four. This is a song titled Burning Blue, and this is from Mariah the Scientist.
Violin.
I got that blue fever, cold as ice till you came near. You're like another fire breathing creature, but it don't burn how it appears. It's true, you could make me now, but don't you forget it. If the person you fell for ever do.
Uh-oh. one we like.
Okay.
There you go.
Based on her Google image search, she's very talented.
Mm. Oh, just the search that you...
That's all I
in
need.
In your expert opinion.
All I need to know. Very okay. talented.
Okay, right. There's nothing wrong with this.
It sounds like the type of song that would play during a scene when two people just walked into the apartment and started making out and they're pulling their clothes
right,
off.
Right, right. The slowly, though, yeah. Because that's how it happens all the time.
Like 50 Shades of Grayish.
Right.
But I can... is it going to make me download the Mariah the Scientist playlist? Maybe. That's not bad. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so I give that one a thumbs up.
Want me to tear that up for you?
Okay, you know what? Shut up, me. That's Mariah the Scientist, Burning Blue. That's number 4, Matt.
Okay.
On the R&B Hip Hop Airplay Top 5. At number 3 is the song that I have heard and it's been played for a while. This is Leon Thomas and this is Mutt.
She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog.
This one's been out for a while. As a matter of fact,
she said, take your
this
time,
win Grammy? Oh,
sure.
Said, this may be a Grammy winning song. I believe it was nominated. And Leon Thomas was the song that we played during the mix with the Muses, the one that was doing the Michael Jackson cover of Rock With You. I think this is the same guy, if I'm not mistaken. Remember that?
Yeah.
A couple days ago when they played Rock With You? And this is a good tune. I definitely have thumbs up on this one. Leon Thomas is a young artist that's come out, got a lot of traction. This was a big one. So, yes, I will say yes to Mutt and Leon Thomas. All right, let's go to number 2. This is the R&B Hip Hop Airplay Top 5 from this week. And it's definitely an artist I'm familiar with, not a song I'm familiar with. This is Chris Brown. It's called It Depends. It's featuring Bryson Tiller and Usher.
They call me
U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Baby, tell me what you wanna do with me. And that's CHRISBROWN. Y'all ready for this?
Got a call from Chris saying that he wanna do another remix.
Oh, I've heard this. I've heard this.
And made another hit. Ain't that a? But I said okay.
I feel good now.
Long as I can do it my way, let me take you down and realign your chakras. Good day can do that. Don't holler get tired when I'm taking you down. Do that. When I put your
not head
on, I push with the only one to lose track. Let me take a dive. I promise I can do more than a few laps. But I off to ride a wheel.
See, I really like Usher. Chris Brown is okay. I don't know anything about Bryson Tiller. But I don't think this will make me go, all right, you know what? Let's get this one over and over again on the playlist. I don't feel like I will add that to my playlist to listen over and over again. Although the artist I'm familiar with and I can dig on some of their tunes. Yeah, this, I'm kind of out on this one. What do you think?
I've pretty much always been out on Chris Brown. Never been a big fan.
Okay. That's not going to make Twig very happy.
I'm sorry, Twig. I'm so sorry. He got really popular when I was in high school, and it just wasn't my thing.
Yeah, she bought those 2 tickets to the concert, and I was expecting her to find someone else to go with. But if you don't find anyone, I'll go with you. And then I wound up going.
Boy, you...
And you know what?
You hated that blow.
There are probably 20% of the tunes that I knew and recognized, and it's okay. It's fine. I just don't have a lot of Chris Brown on my my playlist.
Me neither.
And I think it will continue that way. All right, that's number 2 on the R&B Hip Hop Airplay Top 5 according to Billboard. Now we get to the most played song in this genre for this week. Let's go Kalani. And the song is called Folded.
Is it about laundry?
I doubt it.
A couple of them start out with the little strings.
There are some lyrics about laundry in here.
Is it really?
Kinda.
Okay.
Since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your clothes? I had.
Okay, it is about lunch.
Okay, it is.
Okay, can I be old man on the soapbox here for just a second?
Please.
Okay, I'm out on this.
Yeah.
And the reason that I'm out is because it feels like now in these days, these young kids all sound the same. Like, what's the difference between Mariah the Scientist and Kalani?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, that sounds,
it sounds
very
alike.
Similar to Mariah.
And if you can't distinguish who you're listening to,
right,
then I feel like it's a huge difference from what I'm used to listening to. As soon as I know the artist that I like and his mouth opens or her mouth opens, you know exactly who you're listening to. And it feels like nowadays the music is just sounding similar to everything.
A lot of it seems very similar in most genres too. I don't think it's just this.
Right,
it feels
right.
That way across the board.
And if I don't know who I'm listening to, then I feel like it doesn't stand out.
It makes
so
sense.
Mariah the Scientist, I heard that one. I was like, oh, okay, you know what? That's nothing. And then I heard this one and go, okay, maybe I am out of Mariah the Scientist now because I don't know what I'm listening to.
I thought that was the best song out of the five.
I did too.
Mariah.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, did too. Her real name is Mariah Buckles. Buckles would have been a cool stage name. Maybe for a clown, though. Mariah the Scientist is a better musical act.
I think you're right about that.
You know, that's just, I mean, that's her name. Wouldn't that be weird if it's live in concert, Buckles? Or, hey kids, it's me, Buckles. You know,
and then she sings like the way she sings.
There's a new character there.
It probably wouldn't fit.
Please, Buckles.
You should do a Mariah the Scientist song at Ticket Stock as Buckles.
Same lyrics and everything. Fold me like laundry. I pick up your clothes.
Now that was Kalani, the laundry song.
Oh, my bad. That's right. That's right. That was Kalani.
Buckles.
Okay, so now it kind of lets me know that I'm pretty good with the playlist that I have, and this just doesn't that hit
just
me
five.
As hard. I know. It's just five, and that's maybe, but I don't know where to start.
Maybe you need to get into some other genres because, like,
yes,
a lot of the genres that were big when you were, you know, coming up are going to be, or those songs are going to be considered maybe in a different area of music now. Like, today's R&B hits sound different than what you listen
That's
to.
True. That's
so
true.
So maybe they're just categorized differently.
And hip-hop songs are different, but it's the same name. It's the same title. That's the way the music true. Is flowing right now. And it just hasn't hit me. And maybe if I listen to it a little more, you'll get more exposure, and maybe it'll hit you a little differently. But they always say, I think, that the first time you hear it, something will capture you to where you have to go back. And I just didn't feel captured with any of those. But the second one, The Burning Blue, is okay. I can definitely dig into that, and maybe I'll see if she has a couple of other songs. But if they sound similar to those, then what's the point?
Okay. I see what you're saying.
We'll stick with Mystical and Busta Rhymes here until I find someone that can just grasp me here.